Now, if you pay any attention to the news, I heard something yesterday that I don't think I have heard a more tragic, shocking announcement on the world news than happened yesterday. Now, not the Secretary of State, not the President, not the Secretary of Defense, but the people in the State Department. You know, the career agents that work in the State Department. You know, in the State Department, they've got a Middle East Department, they've got a Far East Department, they've got a European Department, and then in those departments, they've got specialists on Germany and some on Israel and some on Saudi Arabia, and they're the ones that get all this information. The CIA and everybody feeds it into them, and they do it, and then they write the president a report every day. But I heard one of these heads of this department, of the State Department for the Middle East, and he was being interviewed, and because President Obama was going to the Middle East yesterday, today, and this week, tomorrow he's supposed to make a major speech in Cairo, Egypt, directed toward the Muslim countries. Today he was with the King of Saudi Arabia. And here is what this department head of the Middle East said. Why should our government become involved and involve 300 million Americans to get involved in a religious war between Iran and Israel? And he said, we as Americans need to understand that Iran is going to have nuclear weapons, and we're going to have to learn to live with it. Now, folks, I just told you that statement coming from an official as high up as he was tells me that America is turning her back on Israel. Amen. Today, Obama said that America is one of the largest Muslim countries on earth. Well, first of all, that's not true. There's about 8 million Muslims in America. And if you take the population of the country, I think the most populated Muslim country in the world is Indonesia. And that happens to be where Obama was a Muslim. And he's openly talking about what religious significance that had in his life. And he's saying, I have family that's Muslim. I was a Muslim. I'm now a Christian, but I was a Muslim. And what he's doing is he's bypassing Israel this time. The most friendly power we've got in the world, and the only representative we've got in the Middle East. And what I see happening is our government turning away from Israel. Right. And the scripture says that whoever blesses Israel will be blessed. Yes. And whoever curses her will be cursed. And Leon Panetta, the head of the CIA, went to Israel last week and told the Israeli government, do not attack Iran without us knowing about it. And if you do, we will not back you about it. Now, who else is going to do it if Israel don't do it? And we are at those days where the storm clouds are gathering over Israel. But there should be in our heart, we should understand there's peace with us. Second, North Korea has had atomic weapons. And they have now said that the armistice of 1953 is no longer in effect. They're at a state of war with South Korea. Now, I have been to the demarcation line, and it's only 45 miles. That's from here to Casa Grande, that the capital of Seoul is, with 2 million people. One atomic weapon, even an artillery shell, It doesn't have to be a missile. An artillery shell can create havoc. And I want you to know that he has absolutely no concern for the safety of his people or the lives of his people. And we are sitting on a powder keg and the fuse is burning. So I just want you to be at peace. But we're at a time of danger that as a nation we've never faced it. There's been countries and times before they've threatened and so forth, but they didn't have the ability to create the havoc and the danger that they do now. And remember what I said Sunday morning about and Sunday night about Benajad, the head of Iran. He believes that chaos is what will bring his Messiah back. And so this is the thing. If he could create that, then he's being a part of God. And this is what holy jihad is. You die fighting for Allah and you go to paradise with 72 virgins. Now, I had asked you people this week to look at the trumpets. I just want to ask you, are you paying any attention to this? Or have you even taken and read Revelations 8 and 9 and made you a list of the seven trumpets and the things that are happening and so forth? And Sunday night, I think his brother John Hall came to me first with it, but then some others did too. But you know, in the trumpets and the seals, before and after, John the Revelator talks about those people that were present, and he calls them the 24 elders.
Right.
We call them the 24 elders. Well, you know, Brother Branham identified them for us.
Right. Amen.
You remember who he said they were? The 12 disciples, 12 apostles, and the 12 patriarchs.
Right.
Well, now listen now. I never thought of this, but that's the Old Testament, New Testament together.
Yes. Amen.
And when you're talking about it, it's the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Amen.
And Brother Bram talks about this trumpet is the same to the Jews as this trumpet is to the bride.
Yes.
Now, I got a couple of negative comments. And I think in order to be transparent, sincere, Sunday morning, I'm going to bring the negative ones. There are people that one told me I didn't know what I was talking about. If I was spiritual, I'd see that it's already happened and this done this and Brother Brown said this. And to me, I can't agree with it, but hey, they have as much right to their opinion as I do mine. And I'd want to be the last one to stand in your way if God has revealed something to somebody else. So please, I really appreciate the comments I've gotten this week. And I've gotten a couple of very, very complete searches and studies on the trumpets throughout the whole message. And I really believe it's something that we need to look at. If it's not for us to see, then why did God tell it to us? Why did he even put it in the scriptures about the trumpets and the seals and the vials and those things? And I think all of them, it should open our eyes and stir us up. And while the world is in chaos and a storm, we have peace about it.
Amen.
That's what I want you to have in your life. So, and then the Lord willing, Sunday morning, Sunday night, if physically I'm going to feel all right because I felt good about Sunday. Some said I was gasping for breath. Others might have been, you know. But I want you to know I felt good about Sunday. I feel like what we did and we said, we grew some in the Lord. That's the main thing.
Yes.
And I think Sunday I want to talk about I want to have a current update on Israel. Brother Bram said, that's God's timepiece. So if you could come Sunday morning, Sunday night, and bring your Bibles and invite other people to come, well, let's see if the Lord did it. I always feel good when I talk about Israel. And because I really believe that they're the apple of God's eye, and something is occurring, and I think that this week is one since the President of the United States is doing things that's never been done before, officially for our government, that we may be nearing a time, and let's just take a look at it. Now, for three Wednesday nights, we've listened to Feast of the Trumpets. We divided that into three services, and we have about 16 pages that we have not heard, And when I study it, I don't find too many things in that portion that Brother Branham didn't say in the other two portions. But he does try to give a summation. Remember I said this and I brought this. And what I'm mainly interested in is for all of us to understand that after Brother Branham preached this two-hour sermon, how he ends it. You know, we so often say, well, we heard this great sermon, but you know, I didn't feel anything. There wasn't any moving. But I think that we need to understand that when the prophet of God, when he preached his sermon, he ended this one by singing softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling.
Amen.
It wasn't a shout and a hoop and a holler and something great emotion, everything else. But Brother Branham just trying to sober us. Look, here's what the scripture says. Here's what the word says. You know, this is what God wanted us to know. You understand that?
Yes.
And if I were to come to you and tell you, you know, I have a message from the mayor to us personally. I think most of you, even from a mayor, would say, well, what did he say to us? But think about this. This is something that God wanted his bride to know. And I don't think there's anybody that I know of that could read it one time and come up with everything in there. And so that's the reason we've done what we've done. I've made the comments on it. So let's stand together and sing Only Believe. And we're going to start on paragraph 212, which is page 27 in the book that was reprinted. The book I'd been reading out of was printed in 1968. Jordan got me a reprint from 1989. And it's got the same paragraph, same page number, but this one has numbers on the paragraph. And the one I'd been quoting from, so I'd been giving you page and paragraph on the page. But this, we're going to start with paragraph 212, and we'll hear the remainder of it. And tonight, when Brother Branham finishes, worship with him, will you? All right. Only believe. Only believe. God bless you as Brother Branham preaches for us tonight. Amen.
Revelations 9:1. Under the fifth trumpet, their king, notice Revelations 9:1 now, the king of this great group of 200,000 horses, they had a king over them. And if we notice, it was a fallen star. Why art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Oh, how Dr. Smith got that so scribbled up there, but it's all right. It wasn't for his hour, see. All right. Was the bottomless pit. Their king was the king of the bottomless pit. Revelation 17:8. I wrote something down here. I'm just going to read it. You see here, Revelation 17:8. I want to see what it says here, because I don't know just how to hit this next. 17:8. And the beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and shall go into perdition. And they that dwell upon the earth shall wonder, whose names are not written in the book of life of the life from the foundation of the world, when they beheld the beast which was, which is not, and which yet is. See, was, one pope, dies, another one, a sin. Beast which was, which is not, which is, which is not, which is. Don't change its order, pope at the same time, everything. Amen. Everything has to go in the same system. And it shall come or to the bottomless pits. And the Bible said here that the leader of these fellows was from the bottomless pits, and that was their king, and he sits with the triple crown.
Right.
And joining the Protestants with him. Heard a Lutheran priest say the other day, said, a Lutheran preacher said, well, people ask me why I wear a collar. How can they tell me from the... Was you there? Yeah, wasn't that ridiculous? I almost felt like vomiting. Walked off the platform. They said, so there shouldn't be any difference. If Luther or Martin Luther hear that, he'd turn over in his grave. Say, you hypocrites, you don't belong in my ranks. But she wore skunt. There's no difference. There is a difference. Even difference in individual. God said, separate me and Paul and Barnabas. That's right. The work.
Yeah.
Separate. God's a separator. Not a mixer, a separate. The church wants a good mixer today that can let them wear bathing suits and shorts and everything else and get out and carry on like that. But God said separate.
Amen.
Separate yourself from the world.
Amen.
Revelations. We find out here that their king was from the bottomless pits. And the same one that went into perdition. In and out, in and out, went out. Notice in Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, how perfect is the interpretation with the order, with the word, what we're trying to give. Now watch this, note the order. Now we notice, let's just turn and read that just for a moment. In Leviticus. Leviticus 23. Now notice this here. Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. Now, and we want not to miss this at all now, so we can get it just exactly the way the Lord's got it written here for us. I certainly can't find Leviticus in Exodus, can I? All right, Leviticus now. And the Lord, 23rd, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial, a blowing of trumpets, and a holy convocation. See? Ye shall do the servile work therein, but ye shall not offer offerings made by fire unto the Lord. And ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Now watch. Now notice. And the Lord spake Moses, saying, also in the tenth day of the seventh month, there shall be a day of an atonement. See? The atonement followed that, watch now, the atonement followed the trumpet sound. See? How beautiful. See, the atonement day followed the trumpet. Now, the 50 days of the trumpets for us symbolized when the trumpet sounded at Pentecost, which was 50 days. Now, after this, the Jews rejected that. Now the trumpets is to call them back to that atonement.
Right.
Yeah. See? The atonement they rejected. And they rejected so our eyes could be open. Theirs was closed. And during this time, these seals opened up and the trumpets blowed. And now in the blowing of the trumpets, just before the Messiah comes, because they've got to be in Palestine. And you remember, God had to harden Pharaoh's heart to run them out of Egypt. And he hardened Stalin, Mussolini, and all that to get them back into the promised land where the 144,000 is supposed to be. And now for the first time for thousands of years, 2,500 years, that Israel is a nation with its own flag, own army, and considered in the UN. First time it's been. The oldest flag that ever flew on earth at this time flies again. The six-point star of David. He said he'd lift that ensign in the last days. When should be coming back? We're at the end. There's just no doubt about it. We're here. Notice. Now, quickly. Revelation 9, under the seventh trumpet, their king is from the bottomless pit, and Leviticus now. How perfect the interpretation is here with the word, because, see, immediately following the Pentecostal Jubilee, followed the day of an atonement, the order of the feast time. Between the Pentecostal feast to the atonement, the sound of the trumpets for the atonement was a Pentecostal feast, the long period of time. Look, there was a long period of time between the Pentecostal feast to the calling of the sounding of the trumpets, the trumpets to be sound. A long period of time. Frankly, it was 50 days from the feast of Pentecost to the feast of the atonement was 50 days. Now, 50 days is exactly seven Sabbaths.
Yes.
And seven Sabbaths is the seven church years, church ages. Get it?
Amen.
See?
Amen.
See? Now, the Jews has been blinded, waiting all this time while the Pentecostal first fruits has been poured out upon the church. And we've come down through the martyr ages and down through the reformer ages and now in the calling out age. Three sections, same spirit, like Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, same one. See? But seven church ages being seven Sabbaths, exactly seven Sabbaths from the Pentecostal Jubilee trumpet, Pentecostal Jubilee feast until the waving of the sheaf, and then the Pentecostal Jubilee, and then from the Jubilee to the Atonement is seven Sabbaths, 50 days. And at the end of the 50 days is the Atonement is made. You get it? Now, and this has been a type that the church, when he's revealed himself as Son of God, has been revealing to the church in the baptism of the Holy Ghost down through the ages, and the Pentecostal age, and they just keep getting more and more. Justification under Luther, sanctification under Wesley, baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now here's the calling out time at the sixth seal, and when it opened, the persecution struck the Jews in a literal standpoint, and here comes the persecution to the church in the ecclesiastical standpoint, because the bride is already called.
Yes.
The Sabbaths are over. And ready for the Jews to be called where to?
Right.
The Feast of Atonement.
Yes,
sir. Oh, church, don't you see that? Amen. Called to the Feast of the Atonement. What? To recognize.
Amen.
The Atonement.
Amen.
Not no more chickens and geese and what they've been doing. The Lamb of God.
Amen.
Slain from the foundation of the world. Israel's going to know that. Notice, here's a great thing. Look. Oh, my. The Holy Spirit has been bound by the denominations all these 2,000 years. We find out that it has. Now notice, the Sabbaths, seven Sabbaths, they couldn't get all the way out. The Bible said, there will be a day that will be neither night or day. And all Scripture, Jesus said, must be fulfilled. Is that right? Say amen.
Amen.
The prophet said, there will be a day that can't be called day or night, but in the evening time it shall be light.
Amen.
What was it? The same sun that shines in the east is the same sun that shines in the west. Every time that sun comes up and goes across and sets, means your life. Little baby born, weak of a morning, about 8 o'clock he goes to school, 11:30 it's out of school, it's the heat of the day, then it begins to set to 50 years old, 60, 70, 80, 90, she sets over here and dies, only to come back the next day and say, there is a life, death, burial, resurrection.
Amen.
And notice, civilization has went with the sun. The oldest civilization we have is China. Anyone knows that? Where did the Holy Ghost fall? On the eastern country, on eastern people. And the gospel has traveled with the sun. It come from where? From over in the east into Germany, from Germany to England, across the channel three times. A Mediterranean into Germany, from the Mediterranean, from the east, into Germany, through the Mediterranean, from Germany across the English Channel into England, from English Channel across the Pacific, over into or the Atlantic, over into the United States, and now she's at the West Coast. She's crossed the nation as she's civilized and went across and went on civilization travel. The gospel's travel with it. They're all the riffracks on the West Coast. Where everything had picked up like the tidal wave coming in. But the prophet said, the sun will not shine through this day. It'll be a day of gloom. They've had enough light like a real rainy day. They could join churches and believe the Lord and things like that. But he said, in the evening time, the clouds will move away. The denominations will fade. And the same gospel, the same word made flesh, as he promised in Luke 17:33. The same gospel, the same thing would take place in the evening time, just when the shadows are going below. The same gospel, the same Christ that lived in flesh back under at the beginning on the eastern people shall live again in the western people at the end time. It shall be light in the evening time. All scriptures is given by inspiration and cannot be broken. The big 50 days is passed over. The Pentecostal feast has passed over, seven Sabbaths, until the trumpets, a type of the seventh church age. Remember, under the sixth trumpet, the Jew, are you listening? Under the sixth trumpet, the Pentecostals reject the Bible. The lukewarm, not only Pentecostals, all the rest. The church world rejects Christ and he's put on the outside. And in the same trumpet, and the same seal rather, when it was open, to show Jesus on the outside of the church, trying to get back in, at the same time the trumpet sound for the Jews, and the Jews recognize the atonement.
Yes.
Glory!
Amen.
Hallelujah! Oh my! The Holy Spirit's been bound by these denominational rivers for almost 2,000 years,
but is to be loosed in the evening time by the evening time message.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit back in the church again. Christ Himself revealed in human flesh.
Amen.
In the evening time. He said He promised.
Amen.
There was three stages of it, as I said, the martyrs, age of the martyr part, and then the stage of the reformers, and now the calling out time. When finished at Laodicean age, according to Revelation 10, the mystery of all the Bible would be known to the bride.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Revelation 10, listen close now. Bride called out by the Word, Christ Himself calling out the bride, making plain Hebrews 13:8 that He's the same yesterday and forever, does the same, is the same. He that believeth on Me, the works that I do, shall he do also.
Yeah.
See? Luke 17:30, and also Malachi 4, Hebrews 4, all these scriptures is promised. This is to be between the sixth and the seventh seal and the sixth and the seventh trumpet. Pentecost feast finishes at the period of the seventh trumpet, for the next is the coming of seventh seal, for the next is the mystery of the coming of Christ. And also the trumpet is sound for the Jews. Their sixth trumpet is sound, and when it does, it makes known to them the revealed Son of God.
Amen.
1/2 hour speech. Remember, all trumpets sound on the sixth seal. The sixth seal finishes the mystery under the sixth seal just before the seventh open. Notice, here's Leviticus 23 and 26. How in order is the scripture after the long period of Pentecost, which Israel did reject back there, and He called the Gentile church out through this Pentecostal feast? How many understand what the Pentecostal feast is? It's the fruit of the first fruit of the harvest, the first fruit of the resurrection, the Pentecostal feast. Don't miss this, people. And you on tape, listen close. This has been the time of Pentecostal feast. The Jews were laid silent. They rejected it. Now they've got to be called back to the atonement. We know who the atonement was.
Amen.
They didn't.
Right.
And the trumpet sound after the Pentecostal Jubilee calls the Jews together.
Amen.
Can't you see how the trumpet of persecution under Hitler and him blasted, and the Jews was forced to come together to fulfill the scriptures.
Amen.
Now you got it? All it's got to say, amen.
Amen.
Good. All right. Notice, here in Leviticus 26, now the order of the scriptures. After the long period of Pentecost, which ends in the calling out of the bride is called out by a servant, the rejected, next to be known to Israel, the Feast of the Atonement. Notice here is the same as in Leviticus the 16th chapter, now when He ordered the Feast of Pentecost, or the Feast of Atonement. But in this place, they are called, oh how perfect, get it, ministers? Don't miss it, ministers. In this Feast of Pentecost, which is represented in Leviticus 23, 26, or 23 and 24, is a feast of mourning. Not a killing of a feast. The feast was killed, the atonement was killed, rather. The atonement was killed, Leviticus 16, it's exactly a parallel to it, only in this place is called Israel to mourn for their sins. How perfect it is today. It's not the re-killing of which Moses symbolized with striking the rock the second time. It didn't work. Not a killing of a feast, but a mourning of rejecting the atonement.
Yes.
Oh my, this will be the trumpet, the feast be rejected, then their Messiah made known. Notice, they'll know their Messiah when they see Him. He's coming in power this time, the one they look for. He's coming in power for the Gentile bride.
Yes.
And the Jews are going to recognize Him. And then the Bible says, we just got through preaching on it here about 6 months ago or more. The Bible says when they say, where did you get those wounds? How many remembers this message? Raise your hand, sure you. Where did you get those wounds? He said, in the house of my friends. Remember me preaching on the time when Jacob sent the children of Israel down there to get the stuff and the food and stuff, and how Joseph acted like he didn't know them, and how all these things went on. Then he made himself known, you remember? And they were so scared they went to weeping. Same as Jacob's trouble.
Yeah.
And here we find the Jews under persecution. They don't know where they stand now.
Yeah.
But they're coming back, and when they do see the atonement appear, the Bible said when they said they'd separate one home from another and weep for days. Like a family that's lost their only son. Where did you get those wounds? He said, in the house of my friends.
Remember, the bride's already in heaven. Joseph's wife was in the palace. Joseph dismissed everything from around him. And he made himself known to his brothers. You see? His wife and children now was in the palace. And he returns back to make himself known to the Jews. There's the atonement. There's the sound trumpet. There's they say, oh, what is it? There's the atonement. Where's them wounds come from? There it is, in the house of my friends. Remember what Joseph's brother said? Well, they said, now we'll be killed, sure enough. We did that. We did the evil like that. He said, no, God did this to save life. You remember the story in Genesis?
Amen.
So did he do it this way, save the life of the Gentiles.
Amen.
The bride said, I got them in the house of my friend, but don't be angry. Say, don't be afraid of yourself. They said, oh my, did we actually miss seeing it? Was that the atonement? And we missed it. Oh God. And they said they just separate themselves and mourn for days. What is it? The atonement. Sadness. This time, the coming of the making known atonement is not the regular atonement being killed like in Leviticus 16, but Leviticus 23 is a mourning time of their sins. And their sins was they rejected it. Oh, don't you see where we're at? Don't you see why the trumpet means nothing to us? You're all standing under our sixth seal.
Amen.
You see now why the Holy Spirit wouldn't let me speak it? And the Heavenly Father knows that this Bible before me, that's the truth. Didn't know it till yesterday, the day before yesterday. In my room there where He revealed it, come to me and spoke to me. I come back, I said, wife, I got it now. He just met me in there and told me, here it is, honey.
Hallelujah.
And there to see perfectly just in harmony. Oh, people without Him, get in quick. It might be the last opportunity you ever be able to have.
Amen.
You don't know what time He might come. The Feast of the Trumpets. The Bible says they'd separate themselves one for another and pray and wait because like a person with their only child being lost. Look, I want to say one more thing closely now. Don't miss this. How striking. From the seventh angel's messenger of the seventh seal message and Revelation 10 was the seventh seal to the seven trumpets. Between those two times, oh God, how can we say this to make the people see it? It's between that sixth trumpet and the sixth trumpet and the sixth trumpet and the sixth seal sounds at the same time. And between the sixth trumpet and the seventh trumpet, there is a prophet to appear before the Gentiles to call the people back to the original Pentecostal doctrine, and the two witnesses of Revelation 11 appear to the Jews to send them to Jesus while the church has been taken up. But all of them prophets.
Amen.
The word of the Lord cannot be broken. It won't be a denomination. Do you see it? Read your book here and see if that between the sixth and seventh trumpet isn't injected in there like the Jews being called out between the sixth and seventh plague. We come over to that 144,000. You remember that? Which was between that. Do you remember between the fifth seal and the sixth seal, between the sixth seal and the seventh seal, there was a calling out of the 144,000. You remember that? Now there's where these trumpets come in, right there, see? And persecution of horses loosed on there. Then between that, then there was to be the seventh angel's message that had been preaching and condemning the Pentecostals. And Jesus, they'd been put out, wouldn't have no cooperation with nobody. Be put on the outside, rejected. The Bible said so. For it's Christ made manifest among us.
Amen.
Jesus among us all.
Amen.
Made manifest in the purity of His Word, making it known. And that this is not just makeup, friends. This is thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
The Scripture. At the same time, thou as soon as this church, the bride is drawn together, she's taken up in that mystery of the seventh seal, or the seventh seal, the mystery going, and the Jews is called by the mystery of the seventh trumpet, which is two prophets, Elijah and Moses. And they come back, and there's where the Pentecostals is all mixed up. They're looking for something to happen, the church is done gone, and that's to the Jews. I feel in somebody's mind saying it couldn't be Moses. Yes, it is. I remember, he can tell me your thoughts. I keep feeling that. All right, let me straighten that out for you. It was Moses. Of course, here's your thought. You say that Moses, it couldn't be Moses because Moses died. You think it's Elijah. It's Elijah, true. When you think it's Enoch, you say Moses is already dead. But remember, he could come back to life again. He did. 800 years later, 700 years later, he appeared on Mount Transfiguration. You say, after a man's done dead? Yes, sir. Lazarus was dead, raised again, and then had to die again.
Amen.
Sure.
And even the wicked will be raised up to life again and then have to die. The second death. Is that right? So get that out of your mind. It is Moses. Watch your ministry. Just exactly what Moses and Elijah done. Closed the heavens and sprayed fire upon, you know what, the thing they done. Think of it. It's the end time, folks. Hallelujah. The great day of the Lord is at hand. Gather yourselves together. Feast of the Messiah. They'll reject him and they'll find out that there is their Messiah. The Bible said them striking things like this would take place. And Revelation 11 call. Their ministry will be the ministry of Moses and Elias calling to Israel out of the Jewish traditions, just as the seventh angel's message called the bride out of the Pentecostal tradition. Remember, Moses and Elijah is to call Israel out of the old atonement of the lamb and sheep and blood and goats and sacrifice to the real living sacrifice. Amen. To the Word. Right. And the seventh angel's message are the same trumpet, same everything, exactly the same seal. It's what? Call the people, the bride, out of the Pentecostal and world tradition to the genuine atonement, the Word Christ. Amen. Impersonated in His Word here, made flesh among us. Science has proved it by pictures. The church knows it the world around. We firmly owe it. For He's never told us one thing and thus saith the Lord, but what's been the truth. Did He not say down there on the river as John the Baptist was sent? So will this pull out. Amen. I looked up and it's 12 o'clock. The midnight hour is here, friend. Upon us. See how perfect the Scripture is?
Hallelujah.
Perfectly how that look, that's not going to be some organization go down there and call the Jews. It's going to be two men, Moses and Elijah, both of them prophets. I look to call the Gentiles, the bride out. He promised Malachi 4 to do the same thing. And the Bible said he'd be put out of the church in the seventh church age. He'd be put out of the church. He'd go completely black. And go, where does it black out? It goes into this ecclesiastical system, into this ecumenical council. World Council of Churches. He's put completely out of His Word. They can't agree with it. You know they can't. They can't even agree in their own little local groups. How are they going to agree in that? So they take another mark of the beast, an image unto the beast. Remember the Bible said there was an image made unto the beast. And this United States has always been number 13. It started with 13 states, 13 colonies, 13 stars, 13 stripes. Number 13 and always a woman. She appears in the 13th chapter of Revelations. At first is a lamb, meekness, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and so forth. And then it received power and spoke with all the power the dragon had before it. What is it? What was the dragon? Rome. Yes. See, it a mark, an image of the beast. Raise up against the real church of God under them denominations of plague this thing. But when he start to do it, the lamb shall take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assemble me. All will be a glorious sight, all the saints and spotless white. And with Jesus they shall feast eternally. Amen. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. Amen. What a day we're living in. Hour. Run, people, run for your lives. Notice I'm closing. The ministry, like the seventh angel, the two witnesses, you know, there's a seventh trumpet just before, or the sixth trumpet just before the seventh trumpet. And I remember, and I told you, bring back this great trumpet. He said, what would he do here in Isaiah? He said, at the great trumpet would sound the great trumpet. Not trumpets now, feast of trumpets. It's two of them, Moses and Elias, to call the trumpet. But under the great trumpet, the coming of the Lord to announce Joseph returning, see, that all nations would assemble at Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
You find that? The book of Isaiah, I just give it to you a while ago. One of those chapters we read, that's in Isaiah 18, 1 and 3. And then Isaiah 27, 12 and 13 is where he sounds that trumpet and all of the nations will recognize Israel in her homeland. God with her. Then the bride will come to be with the bridegroom and the bridegroom with the bride. And then the great millennium after the whole world is destroyed by atomic power and there will be a new heavens and new earth.
Amen.
She'll live forever. Look, right under, now notice, the ministry of Moses and Elijah will... Now, everybody get it? Let me say it again. The ministry of Moses and Elijah between the sixth and seventh trumpet will be two prophets that will... Israel always believed their prophets. Now, why did the Holy Spirit say to me when I started up there to show him that he was the Son of God? I said, not yet. You remember that about 5 years ago on my way to India?
Yeah.
I said, don't do it. I said, they said, if this be the Messiah, let us see him do the sign of the prophet. We be the prophets. Brother Louis Petrus and them sent me those Bibles when he gave a million of them out to them Jews coming from Iran and everywhere coming back. Assembling themselves together to become a nation. I thought, this is my time. Now, I was already in Cairo, Egypt. He said, don't do it now. The hour's not yet. And I returned home. Oh, my. Moses and Elijah's got the call. The Pentecostal Jubilee still going. Or had up to this time. See? Now the Feast of Trumpets has to be known. And this one over here of Malachi 4 is not connected with that and over there. Not at all. Not at all. Notice. Watch here. The ministry will be Moses and Elijah. Changing and calling Israel from the Jewish traditions. Listen. From the Jewish traditions that they've been mixed up in. Being prophets. They don't believe him. Calling them to the Feast of the Atonement. Christ, let them recognize Christ. They'll say he's coming, he'll be here, the Jews will be gathering, things like that, and then when he comes, say, here I am. See? Where'd you get them scars? House of my friends. Now the same as those two prophets did, remember the Gentile bride is to have a prophet called Elijah. That's to call them out of their traditions, the bride, just the same as these prophets called Jews, out of Judaism to Christ, the Atonement, and the Gentiles already knows the Atonement, but it's to call the bride back to the original Atonement where these 50 Sabbaths, all these seven Sabbaths that they have got away from. Call them back to the end time. The seven church messenger, the seven trumpet messenger is all prophets. Now that's right. Injected is the 144,000 calling the seals, which was to the Gentiles. It had to be the Gentiles to open up the Gentiles to see the Gentile church. That's all we know. That's all we listen to. What's already passed? We look for Jesus. He said, now wait a minute, Brother Bram. I believe they're going to do this. The last sign that Abraham, and we are the royal seed of Abraham, the bride, the last sign that Abraham ever seen before the promised son come was what? God,
amen.
In the form of a human being, amen, that could discern the thoughts of the people. One man, not a dozen. One man. No matter how many impersonations they had, one. And he discerned the thoughts that's in there. What? And the next thing happened. Abraham and Sarah turned back to a young man and woman.
Amen.
We know that. Now, I know that kind of chokes you a little bit now.
Hallelujah.
But remember, just so that you'll be sure to know now. You don't read the Bible like this. You read between the lines and see, make the picture come. Watch. Sarah was an old woman, the Bible said. Her womb was dead. Is that right? Abraham's life was dead in him, his seed. Is that right? Now remember, Abraham's seed was dead. 40 years later, he had seven sons by another woman. What did he do? He changed their bodies. Watch, they took a 300-mile journey down to Gerar. Quite a long journey for an old man. And Sarah even thought they couldn't have family relations. She said, me, 20 years or more maybe before that had family relations, said, me, an old woman, and my Lord also have pleasure again like young people. I said, it ain't too hard for God. Notice, what happened? Immediately she turned back to a lovely young woman, showing in that portraying what he's going to do to the royal seed of Abraham to receive the son that's been promised. She turned back to him. Look, they went out into Gerar, and what happened? Amalek, the king, fell in love with her, said she's fair and beautiful. And was going to marry her. Is that right?
Yeah.
Old grandma and all them other pretty girls down there. Granny. She's beautiful. She's fair to look upon. See? God changed her body. And turned them back. It's a mystery. That's to be revealed now in this day.
Yes.
By the Son of Man.
Amen.
See?
Hallelujah.
Evening message.
Amen.
Turn back. And as the last sign they seen was what? That discernment before the change of the body comes. And before we can ever receive the Son, what happens? The trumpet of God shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first, a new body, and we which are alive and remain shall be changed in a moment in a twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah! And shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. The secret has been made known. The seals are open. The trumpets sounded for Israel. The two prophets is ready to appear. What is it? The church must get off the scene right now so they can appear. He can't deal with two at the same time. He never did. Hmm? Oh, brother. Watch. Exactly. The call, all call them out of the denominations and traditions. Now we see the church of Pentecost age is finished. The bride must step out of the way to go up now. So the two servants of God in Revelations, the two prophets, can appear upon the scene to sound the seventh trumpet to them. Make known to them the Christ. The seventh angel messenger say, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world."
Amen.
Not behold my Methodist, my Baptist, my Pentecostal, but the Word, the Son of God, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. For no other foundations is there. And see, how long have we got? The Jews are in their homeland. The bride's called. Scripturally, everything just exactly what He promised. We're ready.
Amen.
The hour is here. Nations are breaking.
Amen.
Israel's awakening.
Yes,
the signs that the Bible foretold. The Gentile days numbered with horrors encumbered. Return, O dispersed, to your own. The day of redemption is near.
Amen.
Man's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with God's Spirit. Have your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up. Your redemption is near.
Amen.
False prophets are lying. God's truth they're denying. That Jesus the Christ is our God. That's right. But we'll walk where the apostles have trod. For the day of redemption is near. Man's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit. Your lamps trimmed and clear. Don't take a chance. Look up. Your redemption is near. The prophet said, "It shall be light in the evening time." It shall be light in the evening time. The path to glory you will surely find in the waterway is the light today buried in the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Young and old, repent of all your sins. The Holy Ghost will surely enter in. The evening lights have come. It is a fact that God and Christ are one. We're here. We're at the end. That's not just some silly thing of a man. That's thus saith the Lord. Let us bow our heads. Merciful God, Jehovah the Almighty that thundered on Mount Sinai. And the people screamed, "Let Moses speak, and not God, lest we die." You said, "Great Jehovah, I'll raise him up a prophet. I'll not speak to him no more like this." But you promised what you'd do. And you did it. You raised us up, the Lord Jesus. He is the Word. You said He was. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We see the things that He prophesied to us here through His prophet, John, on the Isle of Patmos. We see it fulfilled to the letter. We see the Holy Ghost made manifest among us here on earth. We see the denominations put Him out of the church. The Word. They got nothing against the people. It's that Word that they hate. It's against their tradition. Just as when you were here on earth, you was the Word, and you were against their traditions, and they threw you out of the churches everywhere. And now, Lord, there's no cooperation nowhere. Trying to even get into South Africa, where I know these souls are yet waiting. Every place, and look like they won't receive me, Lord. Not because of me, Lord, it's because of this message. But you said it would be this way, and you made it known to us so we wouldn't be discouraged. We know the hour we're living. God, these people sat here this morning in this hot baking room here. They've listened close. They see now, I'm sure. If they don't, reveal it to them, Lord, why? That you wouldn't permit me to take those trumpets. I see it has nothing to do with us. Right, that sixth trumpet, it all happened. And we've done seen the sixth seal open. And we've seen a vision here 2 weeks ago of the preview of the bride and the church. As I told it, you're just as you showed me, Lord. I told it. Here we are. It may be later than we think. Oh, Father, if there's a person here this morning that it's just taken some superstition, some theological influence, or some theologian's word which is contrary to the Word of God,
And they don't know the real Christ, the real Holy Spirit. It isn't revealed to them, the Word yet, how the Word is to be in this day. They only see a tradition. They're living in a light that's blinding. Like the greatest robbery that was ever done in the world was in England. It was done by a false light. And the greatest robbery your church has ever had has been when they've taken a denominational light and refused the genuine light of the Bible, the Christ. Oh God, be merciful. Save the lost, Lord. Please, I ask just a little while longer, Jesus. We got loved ones. Just a little while longer. Soon that great rock will be hewed out of the mountain. Grant, Lord, if any here this morning without you, may they come just now sweetly and receive you. While we have our heads bowed, if you'd raise your hand, say, remember me, brother. When we have no, the altars and things are filled up. God bless you. Just say, remember, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Just literally hundreds of hands. Father God, there's a little shadow somewhere. Take it away, Lord. They sit here in this room. Satan might have blinded their eyes in times past, but I pray that you'll wink at that as you did to us in many days ago. But now that you call us all to sight, the Bible said they were blind and didn't know. It said, I counsel thee to buy of me eye salve. God, use the salve this morning upon their eyes, that they might see, yet it be humble and a bunch of humble people, and humble, uneducated, and so forth, but yet that's the way it was at the beginning. Grant it, Lord, if they'll receive it just now, I give them to thee in the name of thy Son, Jesus. And you said, he that heareth my word. I'm sure, Lord, the best of my knowledge, they've heard it, and believeth on him that sent me. Not make believe, but really believe. Believes what the Word has said. Has everlasting life and shall not come to the judgment, but is passed from death to life. John 5:24. Grant, Lord, that they'll be yours from this hour on. If there's a wonder in their mind, take it away. If there's a sick person in our midst, let the great Holy Spirit, Lord, which I know there is, revealing the thoughts standing here on the platform, they know all about it. I pray that you heal them, Lord. Settle all the questions. The pool will be open to those who've never been immersed in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Taking the name of the bridegroom. They got a denomination, ecclesiastical. No one was ever baptized in that titles of Father, Son, Holy Ghost or sprinkled. And these traditional things that belongs to churches of this age. Antichrist movement. Image of the beast. Nobody was ever baptized in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost till the Catholic Church. All the Bible and all the history afterwards says they were baptized in the name of Jesus. Paul said in Galatians 8:1, if even an angel from heaven comes and preaches another gospel, let him be cursed. And you commanded those people who had been baptized under John, the same one who baptized Jesus, to come and be rebaptized again in the name of Jesus Christ in Acts 19. And said, don't even let an angel tell you anything else. There will come a messenger in the last day. Guide the people back to the first fruit, back to the original faith. Grant it, Lord, that great messenger among us now, the great Christ, the Holy Spirit made vivid, made understanding, opening up the Word and revealing it to us. May he guide them back to the original Pentecostal faith. Like Peter said on the day of Pentecost, repent, every one of you, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And it was forever that way to every person until the Roman church at Nicaea. God be merciful now. The pool be ready. The heart's open. Come in, Lord Jesus. We're in the last hours. If there is possibility, Lord, of them coming in at this hour, which I hope and trust that there is, and we who are in, Lord, may we take inventory now that we have seen and heard the voice of God speaking through his Word, and we know what hour we're living. Grant it, Father. We commit them to thee in the name of thy Son. Now with our heads bowed, softly and tenderly, Jesus is
born. You feel him saying something to you tonight? Did I understand Brother Branham correctly? In paragraph 303, And before we can ever receive the Son, what happens? The trumpet of God shall sound.
Amen.
The dead in Christ shall rise first.
That's what he said.
A new body, and we which are alive and remain shall be changed.
Amen.
Maybe that's reading my blood pressure's down.
Amen.
There's a change taking place.
Amen.
You know, we all just assume we're going to get older. But that's, as believers in this day and members of the bride and followers of this message, Brother Vernon, we're going to get younger. And it came to me that what Brother Neil Murray said about his own body.
Right.
When he was here a few days ago. He started talking about, I don't know if this is what he thought about, but he said just started making that confession.
Right.
And things had begun to happen. I think this is what we need to start believing. We're going to get younger.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we going to wait till things are bad and everything else, and then at the end of it, when it's too bad, and then God takes them, going to be changed on the way to heaven?
Come on, Brother Rain. That's good.
Way to the marriage supper? Amen. Let's start believing for the change now.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new body.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Amen.
I didn't say wife. I said life.
Yes.
But Abraham got a new, beautiful, young wife.
Praise the Lord.
That's part of the message I never really stopped and appreciated. And shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. The secret has been made known.
Yes.
Praise God. You know, I think that's something just about everybody like to have. Ever since Ponce de Leon came to America, the Spaniard, looking for the fountain of youth.
Yeah.
There's only one, and that's for those that are alive and remain.
Right.
And are going to be caught up. Hallelujah. Another paragraph that I caught tonight is 284. Then the bride will come to be with the bridegroom. And the bridegroom with the bride, and then the great millennium, after the whole world is destroyed by atomic power.
Right.
So sure, Iran and all these others are going to have the atomic power.
Okay. No problem.
We can expect an atomic war. Brother Branham said that's how it's going to be destroyed.
Amen.
And there will be a new heavens and a new earth.
Right.
We shall live forever.
Amen.
Malachi does say us walk upon the ashes, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Right.
My, maybe we need to hear this one again. What a day we're living in.
Amen.
The hour. Run, people, run for your lives.
Yes.
Where we got to run to? Him.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Please get you a copy of this and study it, huh? Start looking in the mirror every day. Watch the skin tighten up and the circle disappearing. The innards begin to feel better. And you rest better and you get more sleep. The aches and the pains fade away.
Amen.
Now, aren't I a fanatic? But listen, folks, I believe that's thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
How many of you are going to start believing like that? How many are going to pray that I'll start believing like that, huh? Let's say it every day to ourselves. Like we sung last week, move, O God, in me. Move, O Lord, in me. Move, O Lord, in me. Now let's believe that, Lord, let your word be manifest in me. We don't have to grow old. We used to sing a song, never grow old, never grow old. But now then, we all expect to grow old. But not this generation in this message.
Amen.
I mean, when Brother Brown talks about this trumpet, and we see that, and when he talks about this seal, and he's done that, we're living in the day when this is supposed to happen.
Amen. Yes.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new body.
Yes, sir.
I'll have a new life.
Amen.
You feel something? Now, come on, folks. I know it may be new to you, but
no. Come on.
Think what a promise.
Yeah. Amen.
I'd like for Tucson Tabernacle to get a reputation that people out there start saying, you know, that bunch of people think they're getting younger. I've had people tell me later, well, you know, your church is getting old. Well, that's just evidence that we can believe that, hey, we're going to get young.
Amen.
We've had all this time to serve God, but our reward is we're going to get young.
Yes.
Am I off base?
No.
No, I'm safe and secure.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this promise. We're going to get younger.
Yes.
We're getting younger.
Amen.
I think we've rolled back some time just tonight.
Amen.
I feel pretty good right now.
Amen.
Anybody want to arm wrestle? Hallelujah. Let's stand together. Thank you, Lord, for all the wonderful things you do for us. We started off by singing Grace, Grace. You know, it's only by God's grace we know this.
Yes.
We don't deserve it, but God let us know that. And Lord, help us to understand this. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace, grace, God's grace. Denominations, what they go in, the social gospel they have, and the programs and the procedures and everything else. But something like this just inside my soul says, that's true.
That's right. Amen.
God, just let it come to pass in our hearts and lives.
Yeah. Amen.
What do we have to complain about?
True.
What are we worried about?
Right. Amen.
Move, O Lord, in us.
Amen.
Let there be a new creation.
Amen.
Oh, we know the soul's okay, but I'm talking about the body.
Yes. It's true.
I know there's a change in our body, in the soul, and in the spirit, and in nature, and personality, but let's start looking for it. I believe that Jesus was raised from the dead and had a body.
Yes.
Because he had the disciples touching. He wasn't a spirit. When Brother Branham went beyond the curtain of time, they were people.
Yes.
Jesus ate a fish.
Yeah.
The disciples saw him. He said, handle me. And I believe that when Jesus ascended up on high, he wasn't a spirit. I believe he was flesh. In a glorified body, and that has always been proof to me that we'll go there.
Amen.
These people who were lost in an airplane down here in the South Atlantic, some of them were Christians, you know, their bodies may never be found, but on that resurrection morning,
right,
God's able to reach into the depths and get them, and
amen,
those that were martyred and eaten by lions and buried at sea and
amen,
burned at the stake,
right,
God has a way to call it all back together.
Amen.
And present it to himself.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new body.
Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I appreciate you as you go tonight. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Hallelujah.
Before you, heavenly Father.
dismissed in the name of the Lord. Heavenly Father,